We're going to sing a couple songs for you. You may know them, their choruses. You're welcome to sing along if you do.
Sacrifice. Would you stand and let's lift our hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Well, somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. So glad to be with you tonight. Thank you to your pastor for allowing me the privilege of ministering to His people, the sheep of His pasture. Amen. And I say that sincerely. I'm a picky pastor. I don't just let everybody and anybody preach to the people that God has given to me. And I know that your pastor is probably as picky, if not more so than me. And thank you. I had to come to Alaska because I had to hear the voice of God. And if there's anybody who has that voice, it's your pastor. It just booms, you know. I'm telling you, if He told me, God called me here, I have called you. I'm like, yes, I'm coming to Alaska. I'm so glad He didn't say that to me. Amen. Now that ought to be erased so nobody in Hawaii ever hears that. Anybody ever felt like your faith was challenged? Anybody ever felt like you didn't have faith? Only five of us? Oh, okay. I thought it was almost unanimous. You ever felt like you had contaminated faith? You did something wrong and you messed it up? Anybody? I tell you what. You help me preach tonight. I'll try to go fast, so because pizza sounds good. I'm not young, though. Amen. You ever wondered what faith is? Anybody? I mean, really, you stop and think about what is faith? It's almost a mystery. And some people get a whole lot of it, and we feel like maybe we got a little bit of it. Or maybe not any at all. And therefore, we spend a lot of time and energy and chasing preachers around to try to get the preacher who's been given great faith to lay his hand on us. Amen? Because if he prays for me, then I'm going to get what God wants me to get because it was Him. And He's got great faith, and I just don't know if I even have faith. So guess where we're going tonight? We're going to talk about faith. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Now, I pray that this is a blessing to you, and I told God that I needed some messages that everybody in the kingdom needed to hear. And so, my kids have heard this probably 90 times. If my voice goes out, Brooklyn's coming to preach the rest of it. Amen. They can probably quote me. Well, I've heard them quote me. Amen. So what we'll do is I'll preach about faith. While I'm preaching about faith, you pray for my kids that I don't wear them out on it, okay? Amen. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. If you have it, say praise the Lord. Verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, everybody say faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, everybody say faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were made of things which do appear. Excuse me, for things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Everybody say faith. turn to two people, shake their hand, and tell them I'm glad Brother Sanders is preaching tonight. And you may be seated. Now let's make a deal. I'm going to preach tonight, and you're going to help me. Amen? So if any of this applies to you, you're welcome to raise your hand and say that's me. Because anything I'm talking about tonight, I have first experienced. Okay? So I'm not telling you anything that I'm any different than you. So when I talk about feeling like you didn't have faith, I could raise both hands and both feet. And when I talk about feeling like I've done something that contaminated my faith, I could raise both hands and both feet. In fact, I'd ask you to raise a few hands on my behalf. Amen? And so if you'll be honest with me, I'll be honest with you, and we're going to walk out here with a totally different concept of faith. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And I hope tonight you never look at faith and your faith again the same way. Amen. Now, there's something about faith. It's vital in our relationship with God. Faith is. In fact, the Bible says we're saved by it. Amen. Our obedience to faith is what saves us. And so, faith is vital. We receive the Holy Ghost. Everybody say, by faith. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost tonight, you can receive the Holy Ghost by faith. Amen. And so a lot of people don't receive the Holy Ghost because they don't know if they have faith or not. Faith is vital in our walk and our relationship with God. In fact, faith is so important that Hebrews the 11th chapter and verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So, no wonder people quit on God. Because they don't know. Do I have faith? Do I have enough faith? Is my faith contaminated? Did I mess my faith up? Come on, help me out. Anybody been there? Anybody had that sickness before? Maybe you're there today. And so, no wonder people will be on a mountaintop with God in one day and excited and feel like they're having revival. But the next day or next couple days, they're back kicking the can in disappointment and feeling like a failure because they don't know about their faith. They're not secure in their faith. If you're not secure in your faith, you're not secure in your relationship with God, because it takes faith to please Him. Now, if you told me that I had a halibut in my refrigerator and I had no idea what a halibut looked like, I could open the refrigerator, look right at a halibut, and say to you, I know you said you put one in there, but I don't know what I'm seeing in my refrigerator. I see eggs here, and there's this chunk of something over here, and because I don't know what halibut looks like. You understand what I'm saying? And so how many of you really know? I know we take Hebrews 11:1 and say that that's the definition of faith, but the reality is Hebrews 11:1 is not a definition of faith. It's how faith operates. It's faith in action. But what is faith? How do I know if I have faith? Now, God's so cool. Because He said, it takes faith to please me. And so to every man is given, everybody say, the, not a measure, but the measure. Everybody say the measure. There's a big difference in a measure and the measure. A measure means that your pastor could get a whole lot and me and you get a little bit. We still got A measure, but we didn't get the measure that he got. But to every man he has given the measure of faith. Go ahead, clap your hands, because that's real good. You know what that means? No more going to an altar at camp meeting just so one man can lay his hands on you. Right? I know what we do. We get to the altar. Altar call's given. We run to, if the preacher's standing on this side, we're on this side. Amen? We throw both hands up in the air. We close one eye. And the other one's open so we can keep our eye on the preacher. Because if he goes over there, right? We chase the preacher around because God's given him a great big measure of faith and me just a little bit, or I don't even know if I have it. Amen. Oh, this is good teaching. Thank you, Brother Sanders. You're welcome. You know, our problem there is the Bible says have faith in God. That right there is showing us that we have faith in a man. What is faith? So now that we've discovered that God has given to every man, we'll include the ladies. It's just humanity. A measure, or the measure. Everybody say the measure. Of faith. Look at your neighbor and say, hey, I have faith. Because God gave me faith. Tell him, God gave me faith. But just like you called me and told me, you called me and told me. You didn't know that, did you? That I had a halibut in my refrigerator. But I've never seen a halibut. I opened that refrigerator door. I don't know. I don't know if I have a halibut or not. I know you said you put it in my refrigerator. I mean, God said he gave me faith. I can accept that, but do I really have it? Open the heart door and look inside. But is it there? I've never seen it before. I don't know what faith looks like. I don't know what faith is. It's some kind of mystery that, I mean, we've made it a mystery. It's something you have to conjure up in your mind to believe that God's going to do something for you. Isn't that how we think about it? Would you like for me to help you tonight? I had to find out what faith is for myself because I struggled with all of this stuff that I'm talking to you about tonight. I thought I'd messed up somewhere. My faith wasn't good enough. I damaged it somehow. I contaminated my faith. I didn't even know what it was. Thought it was some mystery, so I'd go to an altar. I'd even bite my tongue to get myself to cry, to somehow get, you know what I'm saying? I mean, now that may be funny to y'all, but how many of us get our face in a contortion trying to conjure up faith? Let's be real. God, if I can just get enough. Oh, God. Like we're constipated or something. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God. Come on, let's be real tonight. Are you saying amen? Or are you just waving at somebody? Okay. Come on. Would you like to know what faith is? Now, are you ready for this? I mean, really ready. To me, this was life-changing. Because now I can open up the refrigerator door of my heart and say, God, put faith there. And I see it. And I recognize it. And I know it. So I simply did a word study on the word faith. Would you like to know what it is? Thayer's Greek says it's the conviction, affirmation that God exists as creator and ruler of all. Hebrews 11, the word faith in Hebrews 11 is the conviction that God exists. So let me ask you a question. How many believe God is? Come on. Do you really? Now, I know that sounds so simple and so insignificant. And so the mind could go to, well, all right, now that's what Thayer says about it, but let's have Bible for it. How many of you want to have Bible for it? Would you like for the Bible to tell us what faith is? Are you ready? Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. But without faith, everybody say faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he... Come on, say it. Must believe that he... That's faith. If you believe God is, you have faith. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now, that's awesome to me. Now, you have to understand, the world is working every way that it can to destroy faith, to the point that the scripture says when he returns, Jesus returns, will he find faith in the world? Is he going to find faith in the earth? And so they're teaching evolution, teaching all kind of crazy things to take the exclamation point of faith, which is God is, and bend it to become a question mark as to is God. Amen. Now that's awesome to me. Because now I know that to every man's given the measure of faith, it's the ability to believe or have the conviction that God exists. God gave that to every man. You're talking about soul winning, doing outreach? Let me tell you, the Muslim has faith. It's misguided faith, confused faith, but God gave that man faith. The atheist has faith. Amen. Well, how can you say that? How can you say an atheist has faith? Because God said to every man is given the measure of faith. It may be hid, it may be confused, it may be disguised, it may be... Just like your and I, our faith sometimes is hid beneath crusty soil of various things that have taken place in our life, experiences that we've had, words that were spoken, personal failures and mistakes and sins that we have committed has thrown a crusty soil over the measure of faith that God put in us. And sometimes we can't find it. But now that we know to every man is given the measure of faith. Now God is so awesome because he doesn't leave us without what we need to please him. So since we've discovered what faith is and we've discovered that we've been given the measure, we've discovered two things. We have faith and we have enough faith. Amen. We have faith. And we have enough faith because we have the measure of faith. Now, check this out. This is awesome to me. How many believe Jesus is God? How many believe he's a man? He had to be God and he had to be man. 100% God and 100% man. You know what that says to me? If he was a man, and to every man is given the measure, not a measure, the measure, then the same measure that he had, you have, I have. You say, how can you say that? Well, the Bible twice says that we live by the faith of the Son of God. What's his name? Twice it says that we live by the faith of Jesus Christ. So the same faith that he lived by is the same faith that you and I live by. The faith that caused him to be able to walk on water, break bread and feed a multitude, open the blind eyes, raise the dead, heal the lame man, cast out a devil, is the same faith that you have. So now we've discovered we have faith, we've discovered we have enough faith, and we've discovered we have good faith, because it's his faith that we live by. Wow. Now, we've prayed and God didn't answer the way we thought he should have answered. Anybody been there? That doesn't mean you didn't have faith. You see, we take that as if it's something wrong with our faith. Something wrong with our faith. Well, see, God didn't say have faith in faith. See, all of the questions that I answered tonight is because we have an issue of having faith in our faith. We don't put confidence in our faith. God said, don't put confidence in your faith. Have faith in God. What is faith likened to in the scripture? If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast. Right? What is it about a mustard seed, a grain? The Bible says, yeah, it's small. But this is what the Bible says about grain and seed. You ever felt like your faith was dead? Come on, help me out here. You ever felt like your faith was dead? Try this. Except the seed or corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, the Bible says it abideth alone. Not much to it. The seed or the grain's got to fall into ground and die. Let me ask you, how many of you really put faith in the corn seed that you plant to believe that that seed by itself, without the creator, that the God that is, that that seed's going to do anything? Because it's the God that is that put life in the seed. Amen? And the God that is said that that seed of corn's got to fall into the ground and die. You see, I don't put faith in that seed of corn that when I plant it, that that seed of corn by itself is just going to shoot out of the ground and produce more corn. I put faith in the God that created the seed and put life in the seed. So faith is not in the seed, faith is in the God. Now, to every man's given the measure, or the seed, of faith. And except that grain or seed fall into crusty soil and die, it abides alone. You see, we can't put our faith in our faith, because in our minds, our faith is never good enough. We have to put our trust in the God who planted the seed of faith in every man, because he's the one by his word. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Faith doesn't come from heaven and land in your heart like an airplane on a runway. What happens is when faith, the word of faith is spoken, when the word of God is spoken, something quickens the seed of faith in every heart, and it comes to life, begins to break through crusty soil. Come on. That's the truth. And so we can experience times in our life when we feel like our faith is dead. But don't bitter yourself. That may very well be where God needs you to be, because he doesn't want you to trust your own faith. You to trust him. You see, it's not about what I have, it's about what he has. It's not about what I possess, it's about who he is and that he exists. Somebody say praise the Lord. How many of you believe he is? So me putting faith in my faith is like me putting faith in a seed of corn. Never has the ability. I put my faith in the shell of the seed, not in the life source of the seed. Does that make sense? So don't bitter yourself when you feel like your faith is dead. You see, God wants to get the glory. And if it's about your faith, you get the glory. And if it's about how good your faith is, it's about you. But if it's about the fact that there is a God, and he is, and faith says he is, and he is the creator and ruler of all, that's faith. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, you have faith, and you have good faith, because you got God faith. Would you clap your hands to the Lord right now? Now, Brother Sanders, that sounds awesome, and that sounds too good to be true. But is that in context with the Scripture? Let's read it. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, the conviction that God is, we'll shorten it. The conviction that God exists is the substance. The word substance there is foundation. Everybody say foundation. The conviction that God exists is the foundation of things hoped for. Yeah. There's no hope without God. The evidence of things not seen. For what? By it. Everybody say the conviction that God is. The elders obtained a good report. I love that verse because it says the elders got a great testimony. That's in Jonathan Sanders' English. The elders obtained a great testimony. Hallelujah. All the testimonies the elders got it because they believed that God is. Through the conviction that God is, they got a great testimony. And through faith, or the conviction that God is, we understand that the worlds were framed. If you didn't know God is, how would you know the world would be framed? By the word of the God that is. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. For by it, everybody say faith. The conviction that God is, Abel offered unto that God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. The God that is. Let's skip down. Verse 6. Without the conviction that God is, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he... Everybody say he is. Everybody say he is. Now, let me point at a word real quick. It says, cometh to God must believe that he is. And that. You see that word, that? Look at your Bible and see if it's in italics. Anybody see that it's in italics? Or maybe yours is in parentheses? Anybody see that? If your Bible shows it in italics or parentheses, would you raise your hand? Let me. Okay, almost everybody's, I've not seen, I don't think many Bibles that don't. The reason it's an italics is to try to put something in there to try to help explain or make the scripture clear, but it's not in the original. So if you take it out, it actually makes it clear. You see, we've made faith say that we must believe God's going to do something for us. And if we don't believe God's going to do something for us good enough, then God's not going to do something for us, because we don't believe he's going to do something. We don't believe it good enough. But you take that word "that" out, and let's read it that way. But without the conviction that God is, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, we only must believe God is. You believe God is, and you seek him, he rewards you. Whether you believe he's going to do something for you or not. Hey, that's good teaching. That's why the scripture says, I will be found of you when you seek for me with all your heart. That's why it says, knock and it shall be open. You just keep knocking. You diligently knock. You diligently ask. You diligently seek. And he's going to reward. You pursue him, and he is a rewarder, whether we believe it or not. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That's why the Bible can say, I will be found of them that didn't seek for me. They're going to find me. They didn't realize they were seeking for me. But they're going to run into me because I put faith in them and they're seeking after something. And realize they were seeking after Jesus. That's why in Jordan, we were in Amman, Jordan, a knock came on our door. A Muslim girl said, I saw Jesus in the Quran. I want to be baptized in his name. Well, the first thing is, who told you I'd baptize you? We never understood who told her that we would baptize her. My wife and I made sure that we wasn't being set up. Opened the baptism. We brought her in, taught her a little Bible study. She said she had read the Bible in the university. We taught her a little Bible study. We taught about repentance. She said, I've done that. Taught about baptism. She said, I want that. Taught about receiving the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. She says, I have that. I'm like, well, my wife and I decided we'll baptize her. She comes out of the water speaking in other tongues. We're going to know that she has it. So we opened up the staircase, pulled the baptismal out, baptized her in Jesus' name. She came out of the water speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. She had it. She didn't know what she was seeking for when she was reading the Quran, but she was seeking for an awesome God, and she found him. Because to every man is given the measure of faith. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Come to find out, she was the granddaughter of the founder of Islamic Brotherhood. Amen. And we baptized her in Jesus' name. What a God. I'm telling you, you got great faith. Because you got God faith. You've got enough faith. Because you're living by the seed of faith that was given to every man. You've got good faith because you live by the faith of Jesus Christ. Would you clap your hands to the Lord? And I'm going to close, but I want to read some more of the context. By the conviction that God exists, verse 8, Abraham, when he was called out to go to a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. Verse 9, by the conviction that God is, he sojourned. He didn't stop walking. Verse 11, through the conviction that God exists, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive. Verse 13, these all died in the conviction that God is. Not having received the promises. You see, we think if we don't receive the promise, our faith isn't good enough. But they died in faith, not receiving the promise. Amen. So don't beat yourself up because God didn't answer the way you thought he ought to answer. Somebody come to the piano so I don't forget I'm closing. She's saying you, you're saying her. Before service, they were saying I should start with I'm closing. Because I preach 20 minutes after I say that. Verse 17. By the conviction that God exists, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. I don't know about you, but if I didn't know there was a God, and I thought it was a mystery, I'd be having a hard time offering my son for a sacrifice. But through the conviction that God is, there's a lot of things you can do. Because you know God is. Verse 20. By the conviction that God exists, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things that come. 21, by the conviction that God is, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both his sons Joseph and worshipped. Both the sons of Joseph and worshipped. 22, by the conviction that God is, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, gave commandment concerning his bones. 23, by faith, the conviction that God exists, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months. 24, conviction that God is, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the sons of Pharaoh's daughter. It's the conviction that God exists. It's not a mystery. It's not something you have to conjure up. How many know God is? Verse 25 is linked to 24. By faith, he choosing rather to suffer affliction. You see, you can suffer affliction when you are convinced that God exists and he's creator and ruler of all. And 26 is linked again to 24. He esteemed the reproach of Christ greater than the treasures in Egypt. How? Because he was convicted of a God that is. Can't please him if you don't believe he exists. 28. Through faith he kept the Passover through the conviction that God is. He did the things he was supposed to do. He kept the Passover. This is where I want to get. verse 33. Who, through faith, subdued kingdoms, through the conviction that God is. There is power to subdue kingdoms. Wrought in righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions through the conviction that God exists. They quenched the fiery darts or the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword out of weakness, were made strong and waxed valiant in fight. You see, sometimes we feel like if we're in fight, we don't have faith. If there's struggle, our faith isn't good enough. Amen. But all these did this by faith. Now watch this. They quenched the violence of fire. Verse 34. Escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Waxed valiant in fight. Turned to flight the armies of the aliens. All by faith. 35. Women received their dead raised to life again. Through the conviction that God is. Amen. And others. Everybody say and others. Everybody say and others. We're tortured. How? By faith. The conviction that God exists. They were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings by faith. The conviction that God is. You see, not everything has... We measure how good our faith is or how much faith we have by all the perks that we get with God. And we belittle our faith when we're tortured, when we're persecuted, and the prayer didn't work the way we thought it ought to work. Bonds of imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. Were tempted. Were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute and afflicted and tormented. But listen to what they said about these that believed God is and pursued Him and He rewarded them. Listen to this. Of these, the world was not worthy of them. Wouldn't you like for God to say that about you? How? Because they had the conviction that God is through the suffering. That's why Job could say, Job had incredible faith. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and in my flesh I shall see God. That's faith. Faith. Would you stand with me? They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. These all having obtained. But I was wandering in a desert. My dead didn't come back to life again. These all. Having obtained a good report through faith. Through what? The conviction that God exists. And yet they received not their promise, but they got a testimony. And it was a great testimony. Hallelujah. Don't bitter yourself against the challenge. Don't bitter yourself against when God didn't answer the way you thought He ought to answer. Conviction that God is great faith. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, you've got great faith. Look at another and tell him, you've got great faith. Because you've got God faith. And when it feels like your faith is dead, it may very well be where God needs it to be. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Because except that seed, that grain, that corn of wheat, that corn, seed of faith fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it dies, then the God that is has the ability to show himself with all power, all strength, all ability. And the ability is not in the seed of faith. The ability is in the God that giveth life to the seed of faith. Would you lift your hands and thank the Lord for his word tonight? Come on, let's thank him for his word. Would you thank him for his word tonight? Hallelujah. 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 Come on, would you love him right now? Would you join me in this altar area for just a moment? Would you lift your hands and thank God? Because faith has come to your heart. Not out of heaven, but faith has come by the word of God. Faith is quickened by the word of God, the seed of faith. So the next time you go to the hospital to pray for somebody and you know God's not going to answer because it's your praying, it's your faith, you don't have to look at it like that anymore. You can lay your hand on their head. You can pursue God, and God will reward because you believe he exists. He's a sovereign God. Would you lift your heart to him right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reach over, lay your hand on the shoulder of a friend right now and share your seed of faith. God's so awesome because he says, you pray in the Holy Ghost and it'll build your most holy faith.
Yes, I receive it. I believe what God said is true. What he said he'd do, he'll do.
Come on, talk to him. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Got the faith.
It's like you fertilizer to the seed of faith.
I believe it.
Go ahead, let the tears run down your face.
I believe it.
Go ahead. You've got good faith because you've got God faith.
I receive it. Yes,
I believe in what God said is true.
What he said he'd do, he'll do.
Go ahead, pray in the Holy Ghost.
I've got the faith. He'll see me through.
The Lord is getting ready
to move your mountain. The Lord is getting ready to calm your storm.
Go ahead. It's no longer in the hands of a man.
Take over your problem.
It's in the hands of the conviction that God is. I will serve him because he is. I will pursue him because he is.
I believe it.
And he will reward me because I pursue him.
I stand.